In this series of five audios, what I'm going to do is give you five keys to consider when considering training as a partner with CHD. It's fundamental that you really lock down the basics of why you're doing this, where it's going to lead, and the results and the rewards you're going to get. And I'm going to say right off, it's going to be considerable compared to the life you've led so far. And I'm going to talk from a very personal view here. Once I started on this process many years ago, and the one that I've reduced down into a very considered program for you so you can not waste time going down the wrong routes and trying to, you know, recover situations and sort of remotivate yourself. What I've done is put a huge amount of information that I've sort of researched through the work that I've done in the Harley Street Hypnosis Clinic when I first started out doing cognitive behavioral therapy, hypnosis, and then working through into the Kern Clinic based here in Zurich in Switzerland and working with groups and individuals, many, many people over 15 years, studying why people self-defeat, why society works the way it does, and what outcomes we're likely to see happening in the next 10 years so we can start to prepare for what's going to happen. Now, for the majority of people, they're really not interested in this subject, but believe you me, everyone is going to be either a victim, a passenger, or a driver in this particular reality that we're stepping into. And it's fundamental for you to really assess certain key aspects of why that you're coming onto this program and what you can expect from it. Because it's going to be not easy. It's going to challenge absolutely everything you know about you, about society, and about the world that we live in. It's not about a conspiracy or anything like that. What we do is put up challenges so your mind can grow. Your mind has got, as you'll see through this particular 5 points, has got a neuroplasticity that changes based around a number of different factors. And this can increase the level and the speed of which you think and create and live. And that means that you're going to get better results quicker, and thus it's going to change every aspect of your life, your relationships, the way you work, the way you expect things to happen, the outcomes that you expect from life. Everything is going to change. And in this regard, I want to first leave you with a particular thought. That if you can think, if your thinking, as you're going to experience through this program, is working at a fraction, an absolute fraction of what it's capable of doing, if that's the case, why would you want to spend another day with your thought in a limited base? Why would you possibly want to do that? This is always the equation that we're balancing, because there's a number of psychological mechanisms within you that come immediately forward to protect you and keep you safe within a limited bandwidth and frequency of understanding. And these are natural mechanisms, but they're just on steroids at the moment, because simple, practical questions like, would you like to accelerate your mind? Given to a five-year-old, it's a yes. Given to you, well, I'm not sure. Delay, doubt, denial, distraction. These are the symptoms of the what we call the shell identity that are holding you back from the core expansive identity of your spiritual nature. So when we go through this course and program, we're going to touch on subjects like philosophy, theology, science subjects like quantum psychology, quantum physics. We're going to look at metaphysics. We're going to look at religion. We're going to look at every aspect of the human condition, because that adds up to what your reality is, your what's called your perspective reality. And the experience of life that you get is based around where you place your mind and the box that you cite it within. And if you want to break out of that box, you've got to do a little bit of a hatchet job on yourself. You've got to start to work through some processes that are going to allow you to think bigger, more quickly, more creatively, a better problem-solving capacity that's really going to empower you in every step of the way from this point on. Now, if you delay and you say, well, I'll do that in 6 months, well, you've just delayed 6 months of your life working to a much higher capacity than you could have been. And you can't get that back. You know, when I look at my life up to the age of 40, maybe 45, before I came into this way of thinking, it was something, you know, that was going along very much a box structure, very limited. And I was only operating within that structure, which was very, you know, suppressive, was very difficult, often frustrating, often angry, often getting symptoms that weren't really very good, very reactionary in my mindset. I don't want you to have that. And if I could go back in time and I could take back the time before that from the age of 5 to 45 and give myself the capacity I now have at 58, you know, life would be considerably different. Every choice that I made would be much quicker, much more on point. I would be able to live my destiny path, and that's what we're talking about here. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case for me, but it is the choice for you right now. It's the choice, well, do you want to stick the way you've been going, which is within a suppressed social identity, conforming to a social outlook that wants you to be submissive to it? Whatever way you want to cut it, there's two subjects that we're going to talk about as we go through this program very frequently. One is slavery, the other one's freedom. And really, this is where it all starts off when you're considering coming on this program. Most people will say, no, they are free to do what they want, except during the week when they're at work and someone tells them what to do, or they're running their business and they are run by their business. And then they get what they call free time. Notice the term free time. It's their own time, they put it. Well, really, life should be free time for you all the time, and your life should be your own time all the time. And if you're trying to argue that this is the way it is and this is the way it's always been, it doesn't make it right. What it does make it is you're conforming to a reality that is not yours. You've adopted it. So we need to create the reality for you that is going to make a difference to your life. As I said, you're going to have better relationships, you're going to have more wealth, health, you're going to live longer, there's going to be more longevity in your life. Everything is going to work in a much, much better way, a much more fluid way. Imagine that you're a car and you're dragging behind you a great big trailer full of concrete, dragging it around all your life. What are you going to burn out? You're going to burn out the engine. You're going to burn out every aspect of what that vehicle does. That's the average person once they get to 40. They've got a huge trailer of belief systems, of unconscious understanding and validation systems that they're dragging about. We want to cut that free, and so you can start to return to accelerating away in your mind, so you're not, you know, holding back all the time. Now, this is the challenge that you are going to face on this program. You're going to be challenged every second of the way. We're not going to tell you what to think. We're going to ask you to choose which thought is going to be better. And the thought that starts with it is, do you want freedom or do you want suppression and slavery to your life and your mind? If you choose freedom, you've got to start learning to escape. And that means you've got to have an escape plan. And that's what I'm going to go through with you over the next 5 sessions. It's just going to be an escape plan that you can start to lock in. But the first thing you have to do is learn to take action. And that means that rather than thinking, okay, I can put this off. Remember, time is passing quicker and quicker. And we're going into a social re-evolution. And every day that you delay is going to cost you in the long term. You can't get that back. It's wasted time, wasted income, wasted energy and wasted potential on your part. You have a PQ, which is a potential quota, and you can start to explore that and develop it and have a major impact on society. So when you're thinking about this, you're putting out a projection into the world. You're putting out a projection into your subconscious mind. You're putting a projection into us as an organization about how you relate to other people and what we can expect from you. Really, you're not being judged, you're just being assessed of where on this enlightenment ladder you are. Because the more activity you make, the more problems you start to solve, the more value you are to people like ourselves who work as a collaborative and a co-creative. It's not about us doing it all for you. We will train you in 3 months of in-depth training in your mind of change, development and masters to get you to the first position of being able to train another person in this subject. The quicker you do this, the more you apply yourself, the faster you're going to get to the conclusion or the destination that you want. The more you delay, the more you have doubt, the more you distract yourself, the slower. We're not going to force you to do anything. We're just going to simply put choices in front of you and then ask you to choose them. We're not even going to come up to you sometimes to put those choices in front of you. We're just going to let you choose them and see what happens. Let's see what you do, what activity you make and choices that you make, because that allows us to calibrate where you're going on this journey and how committed you are to it. Because this is a lifelong journey that you're going to begin. It's not like a course for 3 months or in 12 months, really. It's a lifelong commitment to growth in your mind and your spiritual involvement in this planet and everything that's going on and the ability to really start to step out of yourself, look from a higher position, and start to strategically develop yourself within the society that's going to come about over the next few years. So really important steps to take. The quicker you take them, the better the society is going to be. I'm not going to put it all on your shoulders right now, but basically it is the whole of the human race and everything in society is on your shoulders, just as it is on mine. If you want to be unconscious and not think about it, then it's not on your shoulders. You know, you couldn't really care less, and it doesn't matter whether you're a victim or passenger. But on this program, we're all drivers. We want to move forward. We want to inspire people. We want to make the world a better place. And every moment we don't do that is a moment lost, because you can't get time back. And really, when we're looking to come on this program, there is no reason not to, because whether you've got money, you haven't got money, whether you want sponsorship, whether you're self-funding, all of these things, all these mechanisms are there for you to explore and gain a great income from, so you can give back a lot into the world. Nothing stopping you. The only thing that's going to stop you at this point is your thoughts, what you lay in front of you as a doubt, delay, denial, distraction situation. And that is what we're fighting against when we're fighting inside ourselves. We're fighting against the delays that we put there, the distractions that we put there, the reasons not to do things as quick as we could. There is absolutely no reason to not step in and start learning and start exploring and start working and co-creating and collaborating. Absolutely no reason whatsoever, other than the paradigms that we're existing within that tend to dominate and suppress us. So we need to kick those into touch and get on the programme.